So you have a nice day yesterday?
My house smelled like bananas. Or my kitchen. So I was like, oh, time to do something with it. I had like 4 bananas that were really brown.
They last like a day. As soon as you get them home.
They start to freckle a little bit. Well, I had them a week.
Okay.
So I decided to make banana bread.
Yeah.
Well, you need eggs to make banana bread. And about a week or so ago, Sean says to me, don't buy eggs.
He told you not to buy
eggs.
Don't
buy any eggs. I'm like, what do you mean? What's wrong? Is there like a flu or something? No, because they're too expensive. Don't buy them.
You're such a cheapo.
I know. So I didn't buy eggs. All right. Won't buy eggs. Well, now I have these bananas and I don't have any eggs.
Right.
So I need to find an egg substitute. I looked it up and I have chia seeds. So I used the chia seed egg substitute. 1 tablespoon of chia seeds. And because I have them because they're really good healthy fiber, which is the problem. And 3 tablespoons of water. You let it sit for like a quick minute, maybe 5 minutes.
That's an egg substitute?
Yeah, and it thickened. So I did enough for like 2 eggs.
Okay.
It was nice and thick. It worked perfectly. It mixed fine. Everything stuck together the way the eggs do in the mix. The banana bread is very tasty. A little bit of a crunch as if you had poppy seeds on a roll, like you had that kind of crunch, which was okay. I mean, that's fine. It tastes good. Like I said, had a couple pieces. But chia seeds are very high in fiber.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Is that why you've been walking out of the studio every
2 minutes? So that was helpful yesterday afternoon and maybe this morning.
Holy cow, yes. Like a scrub brush.
I brought some in if you want to try it. I don't know if you'll like it or not, but it came out really good.
Yeah, no, I'll try it. I'll tell you if it's good or bad.
It's a good egg substitute.
That is interesting.
Don't buy eggs.
Chia seeds and water.
Chia seeds and water.
How about some scrambled chia seeds water with a little cheese on there, some peppers maybe, right?
No, no.
Could you fry it up in a pan?
No.
Mary, look at that. The banana hotline is ringing.
Morning. So I used to have that problem all the time because you buy a bunch, especially if you buy them green, you can't eat them quickly.
Yeah.
Right.
So what you do, right? So you buy a bunch of light green ones, put them in a plastic bag with a piece of paper towel lying on top of them.
Wet or
warm? And what I do is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is the paper towel wet or dry paper towel?
Nope, it's dry.
Okay.
So just put it on top of the bananas, and I take one out at a time and let it ripen, and you're going to find every time you go back into that bag, that paper towel gets a little bit more moist, but it keeps them. It's amazing, because I used to have the same problem as you did. I'd buy a bunch, and a few days later, they're all ripe, and I can't eat that many bananas at once.
How long
but
does...
this is the way I do it now.
When you take out one banana, how long before it ripens? Like a day, a couple days?
It depends on how green you get it, Mary. You know how you can get the really, really, really green ones?
Yeah,
which
like,
I typically
don't.
Because I'm usually jonesing for it when I buy it.
Right.
So it's usually like a day. I'll just set it alongside the bag that has the other ones in it.
Okay.
Just as a reminder to grab that one. But I'm telling you, it works amazingly.
That's a great idea.
But I don't know if I'm going to be hungry for a banana tomorrow.
Well, here's a,
what
put
if
it
I,
back in.
What if I pull it out, it gets all beautiful yellow, and the next day I'm like, I want an apple.
Well, at least you have the other bananas that aren't ripe yet, and you can change your mind again.
Still going to have a brown banana at some point. That's great.
Well, then you use one of Mary's wonderful ideas about the frozen bananas and work it that way.
That's
exactly
great.
Right, with the sense of leading. Nice.
That's a cool hack. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.